In Northwest News from KPLU, teacher protests for higher pay and smaller class sizes are hitting a fever pitch. One-day strikes will close Seattle schools today and 21 other districts this week alone. But are these strikes legal? KPLU education reporter Kyle Stokes digs into the tricky question.
Unlike in the private sector, state law says public employees don't have a right to strike.
But that's a little bit different than being illegal.
Seattle University law professor Charlotte Garden talks through the distinction. Striking itself isn't against any law. There's just nothing to stop a judge from barring a teacher work stoppage, assuming a school district is willing to mount a court challenge to stop it.
When we're talking about a very short strike, there's often kind of not time to get those things underway.
But some Republican state lawmakers also point to local teacher contracts. Many, including Seattle's, have no strike clauses expressly forbidding work stoppages. But Seattle Teachers Union President Jonathan Knapp says this is different. It's not a strike against the district.
This is a protest against the state legislature and their inadequate action on terms of state education funding.
A concern that, at least in general, Seattle Public Schools Superintendent Larry Nyland has said the district shares. Kyle Stokes, KPLU News.